calling the Alabama Employment Claim Line to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I help you?
I was trying to renew my unemployment claim.
Okay. So let me see if I can assist you with that, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your social security number, sir?
418-27-7406.
7406, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and your last name?
Denzel Washington.
Okay, and your date of birth and your driver's license?
6387.
Your driver's license number?
9954547.
Excuse me. Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Mary Beard.
So what is your preferred language, sir?
English.
Okay. And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying any documentation in connection with this claim would be considered a fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that a fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect
yes,
your
ma'am.
Ability to receive future benefits? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment compensation, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the reason for the break in your claim? Do you know?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you file for to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months, sir?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. So have you already filed regular unemployment compensation and now are you in need of a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me see here. Okay, let me check on that and see if that would be work for you. 1 second. So did you receive a trade adjustment readjustment allowance certification by mail, sir?
No mail.
Okay. Okay, let me just check. For you. One second, let me see if we can do this for you. This might take a minute because we need to involve a third party, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. This might take a minute, sir. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Ma'am.
Still waiting, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. This might take a minute, sir. I apologize.
Yes, ma'am.
Still waiting, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still waiting, sir.
Okay.
Still waiting, sir.
That's fine.
Still waiting, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
We're very busy today, and unfortunately, when it needs a third party, we have to get that approval.
Okay.
Taking a minute here. Yeah. All right, this might take a minute. Yeah. At least the sun is out, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see here. Yeah, not getting any assistance. You're very busy today.
I wish I was busy today.
Yeah, I understand, sir. It's kind of crazy what's happening. This might take a lot longer than we thought it would. Yeah, I'm not getting any response. They must be super busy. Usually doesn't take this long.
I don't have nothing but time.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good, sir. Okay, can we put the TRA no for now, and then if they come, so we can finish the application? And then if they approve it, then we can turn it to yes?
Okay.
Okay. So that way we can at least continue with the process. Okay, your first name is Denzel. Okay, and your middle initial is R, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name is Washington. Okay, if we get disconnected in the process, which we probably will, okay, due to the fact that this has taken so long, okay, I'll try to call you back. If not, you're going to have to call back to finish the application, okay? Has your name changed since the last time you filed for unemployment, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay, have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And is this a good number to reach you at, the 334-294-7824?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And your date of birth is your date of birth, sir?
6/3/87.
Okay. And you said your mom's last name was
Buick.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license? Is that an Alabama license, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have that number one more time, please?
9954547.
Okay, thank you. And for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, American, Indian, Native Hawaiian, or Pacific Islander?
I'm black.
Okay. Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Male or female?
Male.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school, sir?
12.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you serve in active duty in the military more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and you live in the U.S. And what is your residential address, sir?
4106.
Mm-hmm.
Spalding Drive.
Where is that located? What city?
Oh, Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. And your zip code?
36108.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Excuse me?
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what was your occupation before, sir?
I was a direct personnel.
Direct personnel, meaning customer service, or?
I had worked with special needs kids.
Special needs?
Yes, ma'am.
Assistant?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so is that with elementary school? Like a teacher?
No, ma'am. I was working through a company through the state.
Okay, so that would be not quite sure how that would be assistant. Is that with education? Were you teaching them the alphabet or behavioral, or what was it?
Just taking them out into the community to learn how to operate in the community.
Okay.
Like such as using their debit cards and ordering food and teaching them manners and things like that, the whole door for women and, you know, other little small things.
So, okay. Social science research assistant, would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you seeking work in this area of occupation?
No, ma'am.
You're not? You're looking for something else?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I am looking for it, but it's nothing available at the time.
Okay. So do you belong to a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer, are you attending any school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available to work all the different shifts of your occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
And since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many miles are you available to work at the moment?
I guess maybe 20, maybe.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Maybe 12 to 15, maybe.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer in a business at the moment, in your own business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. And are you currently working on commission, and do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, I'm not working.
Have you applied for compensation or work due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied, are you receiving any pension from an employer in the past 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And are you available to seek work in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you have not worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
You have or have not?
I have not worked.
Okay. Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between the times of October 1st, 2022 and September 30th of 2023?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes, or a yes or no?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings account or receive a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered.
I already had it set up under my direct deposit.
Okay. Is it the same as the before? You want to keep that same information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Any vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any sick pay?
No, ma'am.
any holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied or are you receiving any pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked in the past 18 months? Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And would you certify that all the answers that you provided are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let's see here. And your Social Security number one more time.
418-27-7406.
Okay. Okay, I need to verify your identity.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, which of the following cities did you attend any college at all, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And let's see here. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 116 Cypress Lane, 210 57 County Road 38 South, 4035 River Road, 7625 Parker Road, or none of the above?
None of them.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1007 Largo Lane, 1973 Rosie Street, 4403 Airport Road, 8692 Harvest Ridge, or none of the above?
Harvest Ridge was long years ago.
Okay.
Like maybe 10 years ago, maybe.
Okay. Thank you. And the name of the person, okay. What month was Kimberly Patrick born in? Was she born in February, May, October, December, or none of the above?
I'm not sure. That's my brother's ex-girlfriend. I'm not sure.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges most closely matched the age of Latonia Washington? Latonia Washington, is she 58 to 62, 50 to 54, 44 to 48, or 31 to 35?
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
Latonia Washington, do you know them? Do you know her? Is she around 58 to 62, 50 to 54?
Hello.
44 to 48. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, not happening. Sorry. I'm not calling back.